Report, former Ocate paid himself nearly $140,000 in donor funds from his own PAC. By Amy Furr on January 6, 2024. One of Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's DNY, former top aides reportedly laid aside quite a bit of money in donor funds from his Political Action Committee, PAC, for himself. After stepping down from his position as her communications director in 2019, Corbin Trent created the No Excuses PAC, Fox News reported Saturday. He created the PAC with a mission to kill the Senate filibuster by targeting Senator Joe Manchin, DWV, and Senator Kyrsten Sinema, IOS. However, Trent reportedly did not spend much money on its mission. Instead, Trent paid himself nearly $140,000 for reported communication and management consulting between February 2021 and September 2023, which is shown in Federal Election Commission filings, the article said. His group paid more than $14,000 for radio ad buys regarding the two senators, meaning his PAC had paid him 10 times more for reported consulting services than it spent on its stated goals, the Fox report stated. According to the Washington Examiner, Trent also wanted the PAC to urge centrist Senate Democrats to be more progressive, the outlet said Wednesday. The PAC is also revamping its mission to urge President Joe Biden not to seek re-election in 2024, the report said. In comments directed towards Biden, the No Excuses PAC website reads, "The reality is that if you attempt to cling to power, your legacy will be Donald Trump's final destruction of our democracy. If you step aside, however, you'll be remembered as one of the greatest presidents in history. Thank you, Joe, but now it's time to go." In a social media post on December 2, 2023, the No Excuses PAC told Democrats that polls were showing Biden would lose to former President Donald Trump, adding there was still time for Biden to allow someone else to run against Trump. According to Trent's LinkedIn profile, he worked as a communications specialist for the Bernie Sanders for President campaign from December 2019 until March 2020, and he was also the co-founder of Justice Democrats,